Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Tell me why they gotta make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody.
Music time here on Good Day. Let's go backwards from the songs that were popular starting in 2002. And we'll go down to maybe 1994, Richie, depending on how much time we have to put these various people in the spotlight. This is Avril Lavigne. That song is called Complicated, number one during this week in 2002. What do you like about this song, Jen Jen?
You know what? It was a great pop hit. She was kind of punky but poppy at the same time. So she was punky but mainstream. She definitely had edge. Yeah. So she was fun.
Tells a good story.
Yeah.
She's fun. You think she's fun. How many big hits has she had?
Probably four, five.
Yeah.
So is that enough to do a concert?
Oh, yeah. She would tour for sure. She'd probably, if she were around right now, she'd probably start coming back opening for somebody where you get to really highlight your hits and introduce just a few new songs.
Or she plays a smaller venue, thousand, 2,000 seat theater.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next up from 2001 during this week, Mary J. Blige.
Party with me.
Love it.
Family Affair. You like this one too, Jen?
Love this song.
Why?
It has a great beat. I don't know. It's a great song.
Plus, great song, great beat.
A little soul.
Mm-hmm.
Never hurt anybody.
Nope. Okay, this song I like from this week in 2000. This is Three Doors Down with Kryptonite.
Another good one.
You still call me Superman.
Call me Superman. You're going to give me my kryptonite. Number one during this week in 1999 belonged to Enrique Iglesias. He was in jail and he needed Balamos.
I see what you did there.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some people think it might mean dance, but no.
Nah. Get me out of jail card. Balamos.
Hang it up, Richie. Amos. I need bail.
Bail.
Balamos.
I love bail. Amos. Amos means I love bail, Richie. That's what it means. This is good. Of the ones we played so far, this one I like the best. There's something about him and his father that was very attractive in terms of their music.
Very large mole.
All right, next.
He had it removed, right?
What, he had a big mole, did he?
Yeah, no, he had a big mole removed.
He had a guacamole.
Yeah.
All right, next up on the hit parade here from 1998, this week, number one, Edwin McCain.
I can play this game with you.
Number one during this week in 1997 belonged to the Backstreet Boys. Good pop song.
A good one.
Yep. I still like Balamos the best of all we've played so far, but this would be my number two. Quit playing games with my heart. Mm-hmm. All right, got time for one more, Richie. This is from this week in 1996. Quad City DJs. Come on. And ride the train. I don't know this one, Jen Jen.
Big dance hit.
Rely on you.
Kind of annoying.
Really? All right. So you want to do one more? Janet Jackson was number one this week, 1995, with Runaway. Squeeze this one in, Richie.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good. All right, we're working on 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His defensive prowess led to his nickname, The Glove. A 9-time All-Star, he finished his NBA career 4th in steals, 8th in assists, and scored more than 20,000 points.
Payton with the steal and puts it down.
So where is Gary Payton now? Gary spent the past few years just being a dad, but kids are a big part of his life. He wrote the children's book, Confidence Counts, and his foundation helps bright kids from poor homes pay for a top college education. Gary's also committed to bringing the NBA back to Seattle.
Main agenda now is for next year, we want to try to get a Seattle team back in Seattle.
If that means stealing a team from another city, who better than the Globe? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jealousy is a powerful emotion that we're told to avoid, but it can actually be a good thing.
Sheila McCann, writing for PickTheBrain.com, says that jealousy can provide an opportunity for growth. It forces you to do some soul searching.
When you feel jealousy coming on, ask yourself some key questions.
Why did you have this reaction?
What is it pointing to?
Is this important or just a momentary want triggered by an outside source?
If important, what can you do to work towards this want?
How can you better manage this reaction and shift the experience from destructive to constructive?
Let jealousy be a gift that helps you grow. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.